Simikuf Peches, Sif Aleph through Zayin. Vernigel. We hope it's not Vernigel, but it is Vernigel. The Allah is of Main Amaro and Ukedem in the third bracha. Chaim Brinkman had a very busy Erev Rosh Hashanah. He was fasted the half a day, committing of a Sikin, and busy the rest of the day. Because he came into the came into Yantif pretty tired to start out with, long davening, long Suda with all the simanim and everything else, got the benching, and unfortunately fell asleep in the middle of benching. So the halacha is, like the Bir halacha points out, fall asleep in the middle of benching, you don't know where you're holding mamish, you start over again at the beginning of benching. Unless you know which bracha you're holding, you go back to the beginning of that bracha. He didn't remember nothing, start over at the beginning. Okay, started over, deliberate, slowly but surely. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and he remembers to say Ritzei, and he totally forgets to say Alviyoi. Shalas, what do you do? So the truth is that if you catch yourself after you say B'nai Merachim Yishlaim Amein, then you say there's a bracha to say right there. Baruch Hashem for Yom Tif, and you say right there. The problem is he forgot to say it, and he continued in Tatoi V'Amitiv. Now, do you go back? Do you not go back? The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes between the Magen Avraham and El Yerabba, whether or not you go back or not. Magen Avraham says no, it's like Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. El Yerabba says you do go back. Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. So what do? You have a suffix, Rosh Hashanah. You don't want to mess up now. You already did. You already fell asleep in the middle of the dancing. Say that you knew what to do. You started again. Shalas, what do you do? So he has to ask somebody to remind him with benching. He wants to ask somebody to remind him with benching. So he decides to ask his wife. I was always said he can't ask your wife because she's the suffix whether or not she's mechoyev or not. But Reb Chaim already pointed out, in the case where you have a suffix, the chorus is fake. In this case, the guy has a suffix whether or not he's mechoyev to bench again. Because it could be that he was ready yetzah. And his wife is a suffix whether or not she's mechoyev, midarais or not. L'chor here is the svek sveiko. L'chor, she should be able to be married to you in such a case. The svek sveiko, whether or not, even it's two different svekas over here. L'chor, you could be mitzadin. So he asked his wife to be married to him with benching. So you know how it is when a person is very, very medactic to make sure that they don't make a mistake. So she was very clear. She started off, slowly but surely, word for word. Gets up to Rachim, even though it's Shabbos, we say Rachim, the minhag is not to say Nachmenu, we say Rachim, we finish, says Ritzei, Bali Shuois Avalan Echomois, Avinei Shalem HaKadosh Meir Be'Avenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ayvei. Gav Yavi, Gav Yavi, Nunu'ah, the husband. So what's Nunu'ah? You can't stop after Baruch Hashem. So she continues, Bainei Berachamov, she stops in between, Bainei Berachamov, he's supposed to say Berachamov, stop in between Yerushalayim, Amen. Stop. Now what? She yaitse and I yaitse, what should you do? What are you supposed to do? So we saw in the halacha as follows. In a case where a person forgets to say either Ritzei on Yantif or Rosh Chodesh or Cholamoid, or he says forgets to say Ritzei, sorry, Yalav Yove, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Cholamoid, or he forgets to say Yalav Yove on Yantif, Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Or forgets to say Ritzei on Shabbos. The halacha is, if he finished the bracha and he said Baruch Atah Hashem, then he really should say Lamdeini Chukecho and go back and fill in the thing that he was supposed to say. That means this lady, that's what she should have done after Baruch Atah Hashem. She should have said Lamdeini Chukecho and gone back and said Ritzei or Yalav Yavar or both. Now that she did not do that and she finished, the halacha is that you're supposed to say a bracha. Depending on what it is, Rosh Chodesh, you say a bracha for Rosh Chodesh without being chaysim, because you're not mechuyev to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. However, on the same thing as Chol HaMoed, Shabbos and Yontif, you say a bracha and you're chaysim the bracha. If you don't know the entire lashon, then as long as you get the beginning, the ikur, the beginning and the end, you're okay. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nasan Shabbosos LeYisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos. That's enough also, even though you didn't say the entire lashon. Of Shnos and Shabbos, it's a Menucho, La Ami Yisrael, Ba'aval Ois, Lebris, Baruch Hashem, Kaz Shabbos. As long as you got the Iker, that's okay. Now, in a case where a person did not say this bracha, and he continued on to the next bracha afterwards, and he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. If he didn't yet say Hokei Elavinu Malkeinu, the Shabur brings down from the Chaya Adam that you could kick into the bracha as well. And you can say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosen Shabbos Eitz Lemenucha L'Am Yisrael. And that's fine also. Now, in the Bir Halacha, blibes tzarachin. He says because the mice of the chayy you were mitziach das from your benching, but the mice of the chayy adam does say that, and that's how he brings down the mice in the Mishnah Berurah. How he brings down. So now we have three different halachas. Betzem, if a person continued on and he didn't say it, so if it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. If it's Chol HaMoed, you don't go back. If it's Yontif or Shabbos, you do have to go back. Rosh Hashanah is a shaila whether or not it's a din of Yontif or it's a din of Rosh Chodesh. B'meila, when you get to Mishnah Berurah, is not Machriya, when you get to Rosh Hashanah. That means that the person, the Chari, should ask somebody else to be Maiti, like this case. If you don't, like this case, he did ask somebody to be Maiti, and that person should have him in mind and say the bracha. If he forgets and he says bracha Hashem, then say the bracha that a person is supposed to say in Yontif, and you'll be able to remind the person as well who forgot to say Yalav Yomim.